All bachelors now come hearken to me, both Richard and Robert and Harry truly. When you are minded a wooing to go, observe but these words is the best way to do so. I'll make it appear in what I declare, in country and city it is everywhere. A wife that is loving, we may say it again, you cannot love her too much, she deserves a good man. A good wife that is saving in every way will ne'er wrong her husband nor let things go astray. When a wife that is given to drink and to sot will then let fly all that her husband hath got. Though he do take pains, she will spend all the gains and drunk it about with other foul queens. A wife that is loving, we may say it again, you cannot love her too much, she deserves a good man. But a wife that is virtuous and one that fears God will honor her husband in deed and in word. She never will cross him, not in the least thing, but will make all things well if any anger begin. With fair words she will labor his love for to win. She will be so obedient, I say unto him. A wife that is loving, we may say it again, you cannot love her too much, she deserves a good man. But a wife that's for pride and a lazy life, she'll weary her husband all the days of his life. That man that has her has something to do, he needs go no further to find out a foe. If a man gets never so much and might and strive, his wife must give leave if ever he thrive. A wife that is saving, we may say it again, you cannot love her too much, she deserves a good man. If a young couple have but little withal to begin, if they love one another, their goods will increase. What he gets out of doors, she will save within. If he be a angry man, she will strive to make peace. When a careless wife that is given to strife will weary her husband quite out of his life. But a wife of mild nature may say it again, you cannot love her too much, she deserves a good man. Therefore, honest young men, take counsel by me. Let not great portions your hearts bewitch, for that will never make a good housewife, you see. It is not money altogether will make a man rich. The reason for why I'll tell you truly, a girl with great portion looks to be maintained high. A good conditioned wife, let us say it again, deserves a great praise and a right honest man. But he that has a good wife is happy, I say, if he takes pains to labor his living to get. She'll not spend it abroad in an idle way, she'll work the skin off her fingers to keep him out of debt. She'll give him good counsel if he will it receive, and set him at all times in a way for to live. That a woman is treasure in the life of a man, he cannot love her too much, let him do what he can. But young men, you'll say, how should a man know which way for to choose a good wife from a bad? Now I am resolved to lay out to your show and give you directions to make your hearts glad. Take one of good carriage and one that is civil, for some are too cunning, I think, for the devil. Then if you meet with an honest good woman, I swear you can not love her too much, nor think nothing too dear. Do not take a great liar, nor one that will swear, nor one that will be drunk, she'll never take care. Take one that is civil and modest withal, that gives no offense to great nor to small. There is difference in women, young men you may see. If you marry a good one, be ruled by me. That will be loving and saving every way. She'll make much of her husband by night and by day. If a man he be minded to choose him a wife, choose one of good carriage to avoid evil strife. And let him be careful of choosing a slut. In dressing his diet, she may poison his gut. But a cleanly good woman that goes civil and neat, a man needs not fear any bad thing in his meat. That man that does meet with so virtuous a wife, let him love her as dear as he loves his own life. Concluding my ditty, let all men be wise. To make much of your wives, I do you advise. And let not your children in them live and want, but work and take pains the same to prevent. That man that does marry a good woman indeed, she deserves half his love, then the better he'll speed. For where love is wanting betwixt man and wife, it ne'er comes to good but great sorrow and grief.